Food prices are up almost 11% over the past 12 months, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Your budget may be feeling that, but here's a thought. What if you eat food beyond the Best Buy date that's stamped on cans and boxes? Doug Rausch, former president of Trader Joe's, is a huge proponent of so-called short code selling. This is food that's close to the sell-by date. It's donated or sold to him at a deep discount, and he turns around and sells it for pennies on the dollar to customers at his new project, the nonprofit community store, The Daily Table. And now the European Union is reconsidering its food labels, and some major food chains in the UK recently got rid of best before labels. Now, you may feel more comfortable just following the guidance embedded in that date, but that's relatively new. What is that? Dana Gunders is executive director at ReFed, a nonprofit that works with corporations and others to try to reduce food waste. She's also the author of The Waste-Free Kitchen Handbook, a guide to eating well and saving money by wasting less food. And Dana, first, have I got that right? This is a kind of recent phenomenon, these dates.
That's right. Yeah, it was only about the 1970s when we started to see a lot of dates pop up on foods. And that's because we were more apt to be going to grocery stores and buying less directly. And so we needed some kind of indicator of how fresh the food we were buying was. And that's where those dates really came from, as an indicator of freshness, but not safety.
Well, now, again, this is, you know, being tied to waste of food. And that's a huge problem. The Food and Drug Administration estimates Americans waste about $161 billion in food every year. Is that being tied to the fact that they throw things out because it says Best Buy and they haven't eaten it in time?
It sure is. You know, all of us in our homes, we actually make up the largest source of food going to waste in the country. And one key reason for that is that we are throwing food away prematurely. And we're doing that because we're scared, right? You see a date on food and you're worried, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to eat it after that. It might make me sick. But in fact, those dates are not about safety. They're really trying to tell us when the product's at its top quality. And so many foods can be eaten well past those dates.
Well, and as you've said, there's not a lot of science behind this. And in fact, companies are not required by the government to put labels on their food, with the exception of baby formula, which is in a category of its own. So there's no set of rules, you know, which kind of also lends to this idea that maybe it's not necessary. I mean, look, no one wants anyone to have any kind of food poisoning. But I just don't remember droves of people having food poisoning before the 1970s. So, you know, how did people gauge whether or not something was good? How should we do that now?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to understand that typically when you hear about people getting sick from food, that's happening from pathogens like E. coli, Salmonella, that are on the food regardless of how old it is. So it's not that that food's expiring and people are eating it and getting sick, but rather that there was something on it. So our bodies are actually quite well equipped to determine if food is still good to eat. If it looks fine, smells fine, tastes fine, it actually is likely just fine to eat.
But then, you know, while there's not a government requirement, there are food experts who say certain types of food should always be labeled, you know, deli meats, raw fish, sprouted vegetables, unpasteurized milk, cheese. What's your sense of that?
Sure. Well, different foods carry different risks, and there are certain foods that do carry a higher risk with them. My rule of thumb is typically those they tell pregnant women to avoid, which does include deli meats and shellfish. And really what we'd like to see is that those foods do carry some kind of safety date. But the reality is that the vast majority of foods are not in that category. Milk is one of those foods that is not particularly dangerous. It's pasteurized. It goes through a whole step to make sure it's safe for us to consume. Eggs are one of the greatest examples. You know, they are good 3 to 5 weeks after the sell-by date. So certainly those can be eaten, milk, yogurt, dairy products as well.
Well, what are some other ways to tell? I know Doug Rausch, a former president of Trader Joe's, is something of a mentor to you. What are some other ways that people like you and he might look at a can or a box and determine that something's wrong? I was always told that if the top of a can is like puffed up, beware.
That's right. So for cans, if they're dented or if they're puffed, they are probably no longer safe. But aside from that, if your can is in perfect condition, canned foods can last years and years and years, well past the dates on them. Similarly, boxed foods, any dry foods in your pantry are really good almost indefinitely. And I think one place where people get confused is when they open a product from their pantry, let's say a carton of soup, and they're not sure once it's opened how long it's good for. And so oftentimes it will say on the package, but if not, you can sort of put that leftover, you know, 4 to 7 days are typically about how long those products are good for.
Well, Dana Gunders, what do you think is going to happen here in the U.S.? We know the EU is reconsidering food labels. Some major food chains in the U.K. got rid of their best before labels. What's going to happen here?
Yeah, well, what we have seen happen here is in the private sector is moving towards voluntary guidelines, towards just two dates on food. One that would indicate quality or freshness, and with a phrase like best if used by, and a separate phrase like used by that would indicate there is a safety concern and that product really should be thrown out after that date. There has been more and more support from the corporate community actually to have this date label standardization because, for one, it would lead to less confusion among consumers. It would also supersede the state laws, and there's so many different state laws out there that companies are having to follow. So it really would simplify things as well as reduce waste.
Yeah. That's Dana Gunders, Executive Director at ReFed, a nonprofit that works with corporations and others to try to reduce waste in food. She's also author of the Waste-Free Kitchen Handbook, a guide to eating well and saving money by wasting less food. Dana, thanks so much.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Robin.